Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Apple announced it suspended new business with Pegatron, the Taiwanese manufacturer used for iPhone assembly, after discovering labor violations. Apple said it discovered several weeks ago that Pegatron misclassified student workers, allowing them to work nights and overtime in violation of the company's supplier code of conduct. Since this only applies to new business, current iPhone 12 production should not be impacted. Pegatron is on probation with Apple until corrective action is complete. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the sale of the Nightwear app on iOS and Apple Watch, which uses the Apple Watch's heart and motion monitors to detect when users are having a nightmare caused by a disorder. The watch will vibrate if a nightmare is detected, interrupting the dream without immediately waking up the user. The app is by prescription only, and Nightwear stressed the app is not a standalone treatment. An FDA study found users showed better sleep quality with the app than with the control group. The EU is going after Amazon with formal antitrust charges over the way it treats the 150,000 European merchants selling goods through its platform. EU's competition policy overseer Marguerite Vestager said that after a year-long probe, the European Commission had reached the preliminary view that Amazon did breach competition rules by accessing non-public data from merchants to help its own label products and services. Vestager also said the EU had opened a second formal antitrust investigation into whether Amazon gave preferential treatment to its own products and to sellers who paid extra for Amazon's logistics and delivery services. The Competition Commission of India, meanwhile, has opened an antitrust investigation whether Google abused its dominant market position to promote its Google Pay service. Google claims Android is not dominant in India because of competition from feature phones and says its Google Pay commission rate is market-based, legitimate, and pro-competitive. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission announced it reached a settlement with Zoom over a series of deceptive and unfair practices that undermined the security of its users, specifically claims that it used end-to-end encryption before it was fully implemented. The settlement forbids Zoom from misrepresenting its security and privacy practices going forward, with Zoom also launching a vulnerability management platform. Apple announced its first three Macs using the Apple-designed M1 chip instead of Intel chips. The M1 is an 8-core ARM-based 5-nanometer chip, and claims to be faster and more power-efficient than the outgoing Intel chips. A new MacBook Air starts at $999, a Mac Mini at $699, and a 13-inch MacBook Pro at $1,299. All three support 6K displays. On the MacBook Air, Apple has replaced Launchpad and Keyboard Brightness keys with Do Not Disturb, Dictation, and Spotlight keys. The M1 Air and Pro also have added an emoji globe into the function key. All three M1-based Macs are available for pre-order now, shipping next week. TikTok has received no substantive feedback regarding its proposal to form a new corporate structure with Oracle to satisfy national security requirements. An executive order requires TikTok in the U.S. to be divested by parent company ByteDance by November 12th. TikTok filed a petition in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit Tuesday, calling for a review of actions by CFIUS. An October 30th preliminary injunction blocks a ban of TikTok, but the lack of communication prompted TikTok to make the new filing. In September, India banned over 170 China-based apps, including PUBG Mobile, due to its ties to Tencent. The South Korean PUBG Corporation now says it plans to create a new Indian subsidiary company to oversee a relaunch version of the title designed for the Indian market. The game would maximize data security and cater to local preferences and feature changes like characters now starting fully clothed, using green liquid instead of blood, and setting the game in a virtual simulation training ground rather than real life. The PUBG Corporation also pledged to invest $100 million in the Indian gaming, esports, entertainment, and IT industries. At the time of the ban, PUBG Mobile was the most downloaded and top-grossing game in India. Instagram began rolling out an update that puts shopping and Reels in the app's bottom navigation bar. The Reels button is now in the middle of the bar, replacing the new post shortcut, with the shopping tab replacing activity. Activity and new post buttons are now placed in the upper right corner next to the messages inbox. DoorDash filed its IPO prospectus with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission as it prepares to go public on the New York Stock Exchange. The company reported it earned $1.9 billion in revenue in 2020 through September 30th, up from $587 million in the same period last year. Net losses for 2020 narrowed to $149 million compared to $533 million in the same period last year. DoorDash states it has 1 million delivery workers, 18 million customers, with 5 million subscribers to its DashPass service. The company warned it may not be able to sustain the growth it's seen during the pandemic. And finally, Canalys reports that worldwide PC shipments grew 23% of the year to 124.5 million units shipped. Chromebooks were the fastest growing segment, up 122% of the year. Tablets, including detachables and standalone slate types, were up 40%. Lenovo continued to lead shipments with 23.4 million units shipped, up 11.6% of the year. Apple jumped to number 2 on strong 40.9% growth with 22 million units. HP fell to number 3, with Dell and Samsung rounding out the top 5. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.